Exit wave syncopation lost. Molecular cohesion lost.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. The organic material should retain stability now. Just doesn't make any sense.
Take a break, bro. I'm not the only one that had more than a few drinks last night.
Where is it breaking down?
I don't know. Somewhere in the pulse resonance. Okay. Every atom in the universe resonates at a frequency specific to its time and place. When we put matter through the portal, we're sending it out of sync with the universe, and that doesn't affect inorganic material.
Like the marbles.
Exactly. But living tissue can't survive because of the strain of the membranes on an atomic level. Okay. Okay.
So it's out of sync with the flow of energy from the new timeline when it re-enters.
Exactly, but this equation should correct for the change in electromagnetic force. So why isn't it working?
We've been running the same experiment for hours.
It's not the same experiment.
Yeah, okay, well, virtually... same experiment. We'll switch things up a little bit.
Hey, Nate. I thought we agreed not to liquefy any more mice until we worked out the kinks.
Bella.
You two aren't the only geniuses in the room, you know. Let's have a little faith.
Interesting.
What?
Instead of altering the resonance on emergence...
We altered upon entry into the portal. And we can use exit wave, readjust, and correct for any discrepancies.
That's brilliant.
Timer set at 10 seconds.
Yeah. Why does the current seem to jump up when it reaches the end of the line?
Well, we know that when the spark fires, it ionizes the air around it, right? And we know that heated air rises, which is what the spark follows as it moves up the line.
So it follows the ionized trail past the top until it's dissipated to the point it can't maintain the spark.
Yes. Good. Good, Ryan.
Just some notes I took in those books he gave me. You know, so maybe we could build a time machine of our own someday. A real one.
This is fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. You
remember last week we talked about the problem of Achilles and the tortoise? This was a problem that arose around 450 BC with the Greek philosopher Zeno of Elea. Zeno developed these thought experiments as a way to show the inherent problems of Pythagorean philosophy. So who can tell me? What do we call these types of logic problems? Ryan Winrich.
What was the question?
Dork.
I can see someone has his head in the clouds this morning.
Nathan, Caitlin, this is Ryan. He's going to be joining us for a while.
Nice to meet you. It's called a Wimshurst machine. It's an electrostatic generator.
Is it dangerous?
Don't touch the current. But you can give it a try. Just turn that crank right there.